At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
Listen up, witches. We have some incredibly exciting news. Good Witch, Bad Witch will be sponsoring an episode of the national podcast, Rabia and Ellen Solve the Case. On September 23rd, Danica Woolard and your favorite witches will be discussing the American Elm murders with the true crime queens who want to help bring the case into the mainstream spotlight and help to find the perpetrator. Details to come, but in the meantime, follow the Facebook page, listen to Good Witch, Bad Witch, add Solve the Case to your playlist, and stay witchy.
Greetings, children of the solstice. Gather round the cauldron for another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. Which witch are you?
The witches get you in stitches in this episode about funny songs with even funnier titles. Does country music take the crown from a serious wordplay? Find out now with Shelley, Lisa, and Daryl.
It's Witchy Wednesday. And yes, I am not even kidding. And this is another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. I know that you're as excited to be here as we are. Once again, I'm just going to, you know what? I'm going to do something we do at the end. At the beginning, have you signed up for Patreon?
Get off your ass.
I'm telling you, if you haven't, you are missing out. You should have seen Daryl just play the washboard. And Shelley had a big jug. It was lovely. We made a country song.
Yep.
We
did. It'll be out.
If you haven't paid that $5 a month, you're not going to see it. You're not going to see it at all.
No. Nope.
You're just going to hear about it. But, you know, I digress.
Lisa wrote the song.
I wrote the song.
I Married It.
I married it. Do you want to hear a little piece of it? That's it. Stop. No. You have to pay for
don't
that.
Don't give him freebies.
No, you don't get a freebie. That was
a little sample.
I know you're jealous.
Hey, we can't make it any easier.
No.
So go to our website, goodwitch-badwitch. It's on the top right-hand corner, I think. It says, hey, you want to be a Patreon? You join it.
I think you're right. It's in one of the corners. I'm picturing left, but it might be the right.
Yeah.
It really doesn't matter. There. You're smart people. You guys can figure it out. Anyways, welcome to Good Witch, Bad Witch.
Everything.
I know. So, you guys, you are the reason our kids are ugly.
It's the name of the song.
You, it's just the name of a song. This is Good Witch, Bad Witch, and we have the Good Witch, Shelley Majors.
Heidily ho.
I also am here with the Man Witch, who is also my husband, Daryl Brown.
And glad to be your husband, and thank you, I'm glad to be here.
Yay. And I am your Bad Witch, Lisa Brown. Thank you again for listening to another episode. We are talking about funny stuff, which is kind of what we do every single week.
But we are not a Debbie Downer show.
No, this is about pranks and funny songs and all kinds of goofiness.
Goofy.
So, Shelley, take it away.
You got it. So, I think that pranks are awesome, and they've been coming up a lot in my memories lately, and we need to bring them back. And I think they have a different, there's so many kinds of styles you can prank people now that we don't even call a prank. Like pranks we used to associate with just like, let's say, April Fool's Day, or you'd unscrew the lid on the salt and pepper.
Oh, man.
Or like my brother Mike switched out the sugar for the salt. And so we all salted our cornflakes and then we beat them up afterwards because it was mean.
Why would you salt your cornflakes? Oh, cornflakes.
Because
it's a frosted flakes. No, I was just thinking like they were already like sugary.
No, so just cornflakes.
I get it now. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't mean to.
Yeah, but if we salted our frosted flakes, that
then
we, might be savory.
To throw it away and then your
parents. Or it might be delicious. We don't
even
know.
You never know. Savory.
Tony still thinks they're great.
Yeah.
But so anyway, I have a couple of pranky memories and a couple of pranks from right now. And you guys throw in what you think.
Okay.
But in older times, my parents and all of their friends, they were huge prankers. And
really?
I think because they're alcoholics.
Oh.
But and alcohol makes everything funny.
Heck yeah.
But then you think of it when you're drunk, and then you execute it when you're sober. So they've got follow through. And
it.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. But one of the biggest ones I remember, my uncle Darwin was turning 50. And so we coincided that with a ginormous family reunion in Iowa. And there were probably 60 or 70 of us. Well, unbeknownst to Darwin, who thinks it's just a family reunion, my mom bought that many t-shirts, asked every single person what size they were. They were all black t-shirts. And then she took silver puffy paint and wrote on the back of all of them, it's Darwin's 50th birthday. And then on the front of them, it'd be like, hi, I'm Darwin's niece. Hi, I'm Darwin's wife. Hi, I'm Darwin's cousin.
And she did each
My
one
mom
of them?
Did every
oh my
single
God,
one of those. At
her.
Whatever expense, at whatever time, or whatever. Mm-hmm. So there's 60 of us in the middle of the summer in a hot Iowa muggy whatever.
Should have went with white.
Going to, yes, like a country buffet or something of that effect. Mm-hmm. And the checkers and everybody in the town got such a kick out of it. And what we did, that this is the punchline, this is what old people do, kids. Mm-hmm. At the end is my Uncle Darwin wearing a t-shirt that says, hi, I'm Darwin. It's the best. So anyway, prank, good prank.
So I thought, cute.
That
so
is awesome.
Cute. Yeah.
And then there was another one also in Iowa with their best friends. They had just bought a house out in Iowa that they had been in the Navy together.
Iowans, am I right?
I know, yeah. Iowegians.
Crazy.
Is that really what it is?
Easterns.
Iowegians,
okay.
Yes.
There you go.
So, and which is, Iowa is also an acronym for idiots out walking around.
Okay.
So ask.
Oh, wow.
But anyway, so they bought this house in, I believe it was Boone, Iowa, and it had been unoccupied for a while or neglected or what have you. So they're taking that old school, whatever it is, millimeter video of this house. And anyway, everybody was kind of checking it out and helping them move in. But while they went to go to the store, the hardware store, to get something for the house, my dad and somebody else went up on the chimney, up on the roof, because there was grass growing out of it. Like there was a full-fledged like garden in the chimney.
Oh.
So obviously it was inoperable. Nobody had taken care of it. You couldn't do a fire in there, whatever.
If you did a fire, it would burn up the grass,
it
right?
would be a problem, yes.
Oh, yeah.
But instead of doing, you know, the proper thing, mm-hmm. and the safe thing, they got up on the roof while they were really drunk and they had got, and they got like a poster board and made a sign, keep off the grass, and pounded it in to the chimney.
Oh,
and yes, we got the whole thing on video. Everybody's drunk and up on a roof. The safety never ends.
Right.
Nice.
Yes, but
well,
we don't have pranks like that anymore because nobody has the free time or the creativity of cheap beer.
Yeah.
And we need more of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely.
That's fun.
But now they're all online and you get to see other people pranking each other.
Mm-hmm.
And my favorite one that Lisa fucked up lately was spell Y-E-S. Could you remember how it actually goes?
I don't.
So there's a man and a woman, and the man looks like he could be Brian's cute cousin.
Uh-huh.
And she says, spell yes. And he says, Y-E-S.
Uh-huh.
And she says, what does E-Y-E-S spell? And he says, E-S.
E-S.
And so you went to do it to Daryl, and you said, spell Y-E-S. And he said, Y-E-S.
Uh-huh.
And that was the end of it.
That's just all I did?
That's all you did.
Mm-hmm.
There was
you didn't
no
give
ice.
Me the E-Y-E-S.
Yes, yes, yes.
E-I-E-I-O.
And
I've not always been good with the funnies.
But we just got one this week from Brian with the Jewel prank. So Jewel, the folk singer, dresses up in a conventioneer's outfit, and she puts a padded butt on and a big nose and a dark wig, and has a bunch of actors come to be her fellow tourists at the convention. They're all wearing lanyards and have little badges and stuff. And everybody's like, her name was Karen in this scenario. And they're like, hey, Karen, jump up on stage and sing a song. Place is packed.
Mm-hmm.
It's filled with mediocre karaokers.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, so she goes up and sings a Jewel song and, of course, slays it. Everybody goes wild. She's singing Jewel songs as Karen. Everybody goes wild. And then the big reveal, a la Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah.
And she comes out as Jewel. Everybody goes wild. And then she sings a Jewel song. And people are like, I like that Karen gal a little better. That Karen gal, she could teach Jewel a thing or two.
Maybe.
Yeah.
That's yeah,
like
bring
Dolly,
Karen back.
An elaborate prank.
Dolly Parton was the third place in a Dolly Parton lookalike contest.
That is so funny. I think Cher did something like that too.
Yeah.
I love that.
Like, you're
she was
almost
like,
as...
are you serious? And I think like one of the other people was like a drag queen,
yeah,
and stuff, and she like was third after those two people. She's like,
but hey, it's me, Dolly.
Yeah.
Did you? Okay, what's the best prank you've ever pulled, and what's the best one ever pulled on you?
Well, I, to be honest with you, I've never really pulled.
She's not a pranker.
I'm not a pranker.
I don't, it used to make me cringe. Now I love it.
No, I think that it would be fun if, as long as it doesn't hurt anybody.
Of course.
I always want to do ones that are outside my money.
Oh, sure.
I just remember, okay, so when our friend Shayla got married, Shayla's very particular.
Yeah.
She wants everything perfect, and she should get it that way.
Of course.
Or whatever. But because she gets so flustered when things are not perfect,
mm-hmm.
that I, me being, because that I'm not a prankster, but I am kind of an asshole.
Yes.
And so what I wanted to do, because we were all bridesmaids, is get matching gaudiest shoes you could think of. And because she was like so particular about these shoes that yeah. she wanted us to wear.
Right.
And I found these like big platform orange because her colors were salmon.
Yeah.
And she made That's sure pretty, that yes. she kept saying, I want salmon, not orange,
right.
not pink, but salmon. And so I found these big orange platforms. And I was like, oh my God, you guys, if I had more money, I'd buy one for
Some
each
Elton
of us.
John style shoes, yes. huh? Yeah.
And so I always wanted to do stuff like that, but never had the funds to do it.
Right.
Yeah. That's a thing. They can get a kind of pricey.
Yes, a prank Patreon.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yes.
But Daryl has played a lot of jokes or pranks on me, I guess yeah. you should say.
I'm a pranker. Not a ranker.
One, I feel like we've talked about this before, but it's so funny because once you get to whatever episodes, what are we at, 200 at least now or something?
Sure. Yeah.
That,
but there's people that start listening, they don't know nothing. Yeah.
But, and it was funny enough, we could say it again. He called me one time on the April Fool's. I didn't even realize it was April Fool's. And he said, remember that girl I was dating before you, Tammy, Ooh. And stuff? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, she just called me and said she had my baby. And so,
not funny at all.
No. And also, we had just got done paying his child support. And we didn't. And so I was like, I have another 17, 18 years of child support. I have to pay back child support, as I should say, but us together.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually vomited.
Yeah, so, I don't blame you.
And at the time, we lived over in Old Town, Arvada.
Uh-huh.
And so I walked over to the salon that we owned at the time. And I walk in and I ask her client, I go, hey, where's Lisa? She goes, I don't know. She turned pure white, jumped up, and ran to the bathroom. And I go, oh, shit, I'm in trouble.
Uh-huh. I think I would have had that kind of knee jerk. My arm just went back and punched him in the jaw.
Oh, God, yeah.
Sort of situation.
Yeah. But then another time he called. I remember we were at Devin Troy's and we were making cheesecakes. Don't know why. Well, because I haven't made a cheesecake since.
Yeah,
but
Daryl, craft night.
Yeah, I think it was a craft night. But Daryl went out with his best friend, John, and he called me and told me he was in jail. And that I had to go pick him up. That was another one that, and it wasn't true. And it, yeah.
But
so.
But then the one time I was in jail,
I hung up on him.
You were the boy that cried jail.
Yeah.
Her and her mom came over to our house to watch a movie with her because I was going to out with my buddy John, of course, my
bad influence friend,
my best friend and bad influence. God rest his soul. But the guy got me in more trouble. But mm-hmm. we were going to a bachelorette party. He got pulled over.
Wait, stop.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you going to a bachelorette party?
Did I say a bachelorette party?
Yes,
well, yeah, a bachelor party. Yeah,
damn it.
Those chicks are wasted.
Yeah.
They were funky chicks, man. They didn't want to go. No, a bachelor.
You were the talent.
I'm turning red here. We went to a bachelor party, and we're driving, and he gets pulled over. Well, we had been drinking, and mm-hmm. so they arrested him for a DUI, and the cop goes, "Well, hey, you're going to need to drive this truck," and I said, "Oh, that's a big setup." I said, I'm going to get like 20 feet down the road and you're just going to pull me over and give me a DUI. I go, that's pretty fucking stupid if you think I'm that stupid. Next thing I know, I'm doing the tango with this cop and he's got me turned around and in cuffs.
Oh,
and
no.
John said, he's sitting in the car going, dipshit, shut up, shut up, shut
I'm
up.
I'm not as thick as you drunk I am.
<Yeah. laughs>
So I ended up going to detox.
Mm-hmm.
And so I get there and, you know, sure enough, the guy goes, I go, can I make a phone call? He goes, yeah, you got one phone call. So I call Lisa and tell her this story. She goes, oh, yeah, very funny, and hangs up. And I looked at the guy, and I go, she doesn't believe me. She just hung up on me, you know? Mm-hmm. And he goes, well, you're going to need to figure out how to get a ride in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so he goes, so you got to get her back on the line. I go, do I get another chance? He goes, yeah, you can call her back. So he goes, here, I'll call her. So then he's like, this is such and such from the Arapahoe House.
It was Michael, because I go, yeah, okay, Michael.
Yeah, and he goes, no, he goes, no, this, you got to take this serious now. Your husband is in detox. You need to pick him up at 8 in the morning if he can blow clean, whatever, and stuff. And so.
But yes, and it was because I would.
So I've learned since then.
Yeah, whatever. The funny part was, is that after he, because he had to spend the night. So after he went into like general gen pop.
Yeah.
he could then call me if he called collect on the.
Sure.
Payphone.
From county or whatever. Yeah. Don't know what
so he called me collect and I picked up and we're talking. And he's like, hey, this now I know it's true, you know, whatever. And next to him, there was a guy who was singing to his girlfriend. He's like, no, baby, no, just hold on. Always and forever, that's what you are.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, is somebody singing next to him? And he goes, yeah, he's trying to talk his girlfriend hey, and not to be, hey, baby, always and forever.
Oh, my God, yeah, that was the craziest.
She's like, yeah, I'll finish this for you. You have come to the end of the road.
Yeah. So, no. Yeah. So, I mean, Daryl's pranks weren't always funny. This is 20 years ago.
One of my most favorite pranks that I personally did to my kids was my ex-wife, Cindy, and her husband at the time went out of town. So they said, can you come to our house and watch the kids? It's just easier because, you know, they're all their stuff there. So me and Lisa went and, you know, watched the kids. Well, Lisa had gone to work and I'm at the house, you know, playing with the kids. And they're like, let's play hide and seek. I go, let's play hide and seek. Sounds like a great idea. So I go, you guys go downstairs. I'm going to hide upstairs and then you got to come find me. They were just little nards at the time. I think Brett was maybe six.
Six or seven,
you know. So I go, okay, come find me. So, you know, they come upstairs. I had gotten between the mattress
and the box spring
and the bed, so that and I'm just laying. So even a couple of times, one of the kids sat on the bed.
Oh,
you know, they're like, so their voices were funny. They're like, aha, daddy, daddy, where you at, daddy? Boy? I was dedicated. I didn't move for a half hour.
Oh my God.
To where their voices were, daddy, daddy.
Oh, no.
And then the littler ones, they started crying. Where's daddy? He's gone. What is that? I start laughing. I think Brett was sitting on the bed at the time. So I start laughing and the bed moves. It freaked him out. He screams, jumps up, runs off the bed. And I come out and I'm like, hey. And they're like, yeah, if your kids ever look at you like they're really pissed, because they're like, yeah, that was really funny, Dad.
And that's why our kids are in therapy.
But they're not ugly.
Nope.
Speaking of, like, you know, seeing, what are they call them, reels now, on our phones and stuff. The funniest one, I just told Lisa about this. So this guy's walking through this park. And there's a dude sitting on the park bench, and he's like, oh, man, because I got this lotto ticket. He goes, I don't have nothing to scratch this with. He goes, do you got something? And the guy reaches and he goes, I got a penny, you know. And so the guy's all, okay, can I borrow it? And he goes, yeah. So he's scratching. And the dude sitting on the bench goes, yeah. He goes, if you win something, you better give me something, because I'm loaning him my penny. And the guy goes, if I win, you know, $5, I'll give you a buck. He goes, I'll give you $2.50. So he's scratching. He's like, oh, nothing. He goes, oh. And the guy goes, that's why I don't buy those things. He goes, those things are a ripoff.
Yep.
So the kid scratches. He goes, hold on. I got $1.35. I got another $35. Dude, I've got another $35. He goes, that's $10,000. And he goes, please. He goes, I'm freaking out, man. He goes, tell me I'm wrong. He goes, will you look at this lotto ticket and tell me I'm wrong? He goes, because my heart's pounding. I'm freaking out. So the kid he hands it to looks at it, pew, takes out books.
No. Who was the pranker?
The guy that was scratching the lotto ticket. So, but he handed it to this other guy that's sitting on a park bench. And the guy looks at it and he goes, and I didn't even scratch off. There's another advance, like you get an extra prize.
Times four
or something. So that kid books, and the guy's laughing because he's running. He's, dude, he goes, it's a fake lotto card. I'm making a prank.
I'm just showing people that people are assholes.
But this dude, he took it serious. He took off booking, and finally the guy quit chasing him. But I thought that was a pretty good one. I'm like.
I actually, when Shelley came up with this idea, I went to YouTube, and I got distracted by SNL skits, which has nothing to do with anything, but
let's talk about them.
Well, I actually, before that, I was watching this kid who does pranks all the time. He has, I don't know,
all 10
gazillion followers.
Sure.
Like, I actually subscribed because it was so funny.
Uh-huh.
His name was Zople.
Okay.
Anyways, he had pranks gone wrong, because he does stuff like he puts up, he goes to the mall and puts his own artwork, and then people are looking at it and he's like, I think this sucks, and then it'll just spray paint it. So this lady started kicking him. You can't do that to other people's art. And she's like, and then he kept like throwing himself down and going, oh, somebody caught it. And he's like, wait, no, don't call anybody. And she actually, it was funny because she goes, you can't do that. You can't do that to somebody's art. And he's like, who's going to know it was me? And she goes, aren't you filming this? And he goes, oh, shoot. Yeah. I don't know. It was just funnier than there was. He had a sign on that says, if you call me the N-word, because he was a black kid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And stuff, the N-word with a hard R. Not and stuff, I'll give you $100. Oh. And it was at a Comic-Con.
Oh, God.
And so people are walking by and they're saying the more hip-hoppy one.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
And Stephanie's like, casual. No, you have to say it with a hard R.
Yeah.
And Stephanie, they're like, I can't do it, dude. He's like, for $100? And they're like, no. And so this guy comes in this big puffly costume that you can't see his face.
Uh-huh.
And he walks up and he whispers the word to the guy,
uh-huh.
takes his $100 bill and runs off like in this big puffy suit. And so the guy starts running after him and he's like, hey, that guy called me N-word. Yes. That guy, and they're like, no, people are like, they didn't. He goes, yeah, he did, because he didn't have the sign anymore. And stuff. And so everybody's running after this puffy guy.
Oh, go kill the puffy guy.
Oh, it was so funny. So then finally he was just, he's talking to his camera. Because, yes. like I said, he has all the followers, so he obviously does this for a profession. But he's going down the escalator and he's like, never, and he knows the name of the character. Let's say it was like Deadpool, but it's not. Okay. It was a puffy guy.
Yeah.
And who I don't know.
Right.
And he's like, Deadpool took my $100, called me the N-word, and he's going down the escalator, and all of a sudden you see the guy going up the escalator, and he's off. Like, just like, no. He's like, there. I don't know. I was freaking, I ended up subscribing because this kid was so funny.
That's what it's all about.
So, yeah, I think stuff like that's funny. But I've always wanted to be able to do that kind of thing.
Yes.
Like, do the pranks without getting, like, what's the,
Jackass?
The show, with the Dateline almost, the one you like.
Oh,
so
yeah.
What would you do?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
And stuff where, it's like,
John,
you give people like
John
ethical.
Quinones. He does it. What would you do in this scenario?
Let's see.
We had one time. I'm sorry, I didn't even have anything on my thing. But
who needs it with a lifetime of experience?
Right. So we were at the stock show, and there was this, we had Caden and Natalia, the little kids, and there was this little play area, and it was like $1.50 to get in. I don't remember. It doesn't matter. It was their favorite thing. I'm like, pet a pony. But yeah. They wanted to play in this
play area.
Let's play
in this. Yeah.
Okay.
That was like 50. And it's like, fine. I'm exhausted. Go ahead.
Right.
So we pay our 50 cents or dollar or whatever. Let them in. They're running around. And I'm kind of standing watching because it was like gated.
Yeah.
And then there was a guy taking the money. And they would open it up. Well, the guy taking the money was helping a kid that was stuck in a tire.
Uh-huh.
I don't even know. And this woman, opened up the gate and let her four kids in.
Oh.
And then closed it really fast.
A freebie.
And I was like, I was like, John Quinones is going to come up behind me why didn't you say anything?
Yes.
Like, what would you do, Lisa Brown? And I'm like, do I tell the kid that or do I pay for them? It's only $2 or whatever. And stuff. I was so.
I wouldn't have.
I didn't say anything.
I wouldn't either.
Be like, good on you.
Not really.
I'm not hurting anybody.
I think it's kind of...
Lisa doesn't like when people get ripped off.
Yes, I feel bad for dude.
Yeah.
And it wasn't that... That's the thing. If it was like, it's $5 per kid...
Yeah, if it was something really expensive, yeah, but you're right.
You can't afford
that. I think it was like
that.
$1 or something to
Seriously,
get in.
Seriously, come do on, woman.
Do a little macrame with macaroni.
Right.
If you can't afford the thing.
Yeah.
But I think the biggest problem with that scenario is that she's setting a terrible example for her children.
Yeah. Yes.
That's the message I got out of it, too. Yeah. Like, yeah, it's okay to cheat people out of...
It was just so... Right. I had so much going on in my what would you do head.
Yeah.
Luckily, I wasn't really on TV.
Yeah, luckily.
Yeah.
I think I got out of the prank game with Jackass, which I brought up because it was so cringy. Like when they're pooping in an actual hardware store, like they're trying out all the toilets.
Yeah.
I can't handle it.
Well,
I can't do it.
I like harmless pranks.
Right.
And I also, Like, not gross pranks.
Right.
But with Jackass, I used to think Bam was the funniest with because he was always pranking his parents.
Good looking, sure. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Oh, but man. He's a mess now.
Have you seen him now?
Yeah, he's just
a little puffy. Yeah.
But it was, I mean, they had the money to do it, but it used to crack me up with him, like, putting ice down in their whole house, or like filling every like that one guy.
Well, there's a new kid that's doing them. Yeah, he does these. He changes out pranks all the time. So he took the his parents' refrigerator out.
Oh my gosh!
And just stocked like made of cases of beer.
Yeah.
And his dad comes in, and his dad's like, "Yes!" And he goes over and grabs him, and he starts drinking. And the mom comes in, she goes, "What the f-?" And
she's fucking like, drinking.
She goes, "Where is my refrigerator?" But she tells that, and she goes, "And you're fucking drinking."
Yeah, and he's like, "Well, what are you?" Like, goes, "It's here."
And then another one he did just not too long ago. His parents said, "Well, you know, maybe it's time for you to think about getting your own place."
Yeah.
He goes, "Okay, I will. I'll get my own place. I'll go and get my own place." He went and got a shed and built it down in the basement. And he's got a TV in there and a fridge and everything. The dad loved it. He comes, he goes, "This is killer. Can we keep, let's keep it." And he goes, "Well, you told me to get my own place." He goes, good on you, man. He goes, and the mom comes down. She goes, "I can't do you guys anymore.
Yeah,
I can't do it." She goes, "How the hell did you even get this down here?" And he got it built. And the dad's sitting there. It's funny. They show the dad sitting there. He's sitting there drinking a beer.
That's, I mean,
D-I-D-O-R-C-E. I mean,
like, we have kids that have that good of ideas.
Again, no bunny.
I would have loved it if Brett would have built a shed. I'd be like, right on, dude. We're staying.
You know, Ashton Kutcher's stuff was amazing.
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Punked.
Punked. And there used to be that show that was on MTV, and it was called... No, it was the one where it was like something...
The prank calls? Jerky Boys?
It was where you would try not to get the person mad. And if you could keep them, it was, oh God. Pressure something.
Because they had a meter and they're like, oh, boom, you didn't make it because it got to the
point. Because if you would get elevated, they would sit, and Lady Gaga was actually on it when she was still Stephanie and had brown hair and she wasn't a Gaga.
From Around the Way?
Yeah. And no, that's Jennifer
Stephanie from the Block.
Yeah.
I know.
Jeffy Lopez? That's Stephanie Lopez's little brother.
Yeah, Jeffy can't come out to play.
No, but they were, I don't know what, I remember they were at a restaurant. I'm going to have to find it. I'll find it on YouTube. It's actually very funny. But they tried to get pressure point.
Pressure
point. Right?
That's what he said.
Nope. I don't know what it is. We'll find out.
It was called pissed or not pissed.
I'm really mad.
Hey, you're going to get pissed or because I'm going
to
make you
and
mad.
And try to get the person mad. And if they stay calm, they get a certain amount of money.
Yeah.
And that was actually, I'd love to be the person that does those ones.
Yes.
Because like the worst thing that's going to happen, somebody's going to punch you in the face. Well, but hopefully
there's a guy
that, rich. Who cares?
Right.
There's this black guy that does, oh my God, he kills me. But he does these ones. He acts like he's on the phone.
Uh-huh.
And he'll be standing by and he goes, "Damn, I'd hit that." You know, or something. They'll be like, "I'm on the phone. I'm talking on the phone." He goes, "Yeah, yeah. When I get there, I'll go hit that for you, and you'll, like, work or something." But he'd be like, "Man."
And the girl turns around really fast. Yeah. There'll be
a gal walking with big boobs. He goes, "Man, those are some nice melons." And she'll go, "I beg your pardon." He goes, "My buddy. He just came from the farmer's market. He's got a couple of melons." But he did get attacked by some guy. So they, you know, he's like, you know, not everybody can take what's funny.
Right.
You know? So yeah.
Right.
He did. This guy goes, "This is not." He goes, "You're going to get yourself killed."
That's kind of how guy was, because he did have a thing in his where a guy was. He was in Walmart, and a guy was going after him, and he ran outside.
Oh yeah, I've seen that one. So
it's, I don't know, but
it's risky business, folks. But pranks are fun if you can get away with them.
Yeah,
I think that we should think of a prank for the next show, and we should prank each other.
Oh,
ooh.
That's what it, I absolutely think so. Think about it.
Yeah.
All right. Homework.
Yeah. Cool. I guess. Well, homework. If we know it's for the next show, then we know we're going to try to prank each other.
We have a 365 day deadline.
Yeah.
I'm so going to surprise the shit out of
any show.
Any show.
Yeah. Not just the next show.
It's coming up.
Walk on eggshells. Sleep with one eye open.
Going. Is that before or after you guys do the rescue with me, like you said you would?
Oh.
Did prank, I mention prank, that again?
Prank
puppies.
I think we kind of pranked her by giving her the impression that we were going to go.
True with what you said you would do.
We even did it with a stone face. We'll go with you. Yeah, that works.
Right.
Silly Weasel.
Are we done with the pranks?
Sure. Yeah.
All right, we'll be back with the meat, you rascally rabbits.
Ooh.
I'm a-riding around on recap tires.
And you're the reason I'm a-hanging our clothes outside on wars.
And you're the reason our kids are ugly, little darling.
Hey guys, we we're just coming back from just talking funny stuff that's going to be on Patreon. This is the meat of the program. Before we start, I had something that I wanted to tell you guys. So I got a deep cleaning because I have bad gums today, and my whole mouth was really, really numb, and my nose and everything. I think I already talked about this, but
talked about your nose
last week.
Yeah, that was last week, but we recorded two on this week.
She gets her gums done all the time, guys. It's normal.
In our time, that was 45 minutes ago.
She's into it.
I'm sorry. I forget about that too. But here's the thing. I wanted to tell you that, so I'm a little bit struck because they told me they're thinking that they need to pull my front four teeth.
What?
Yeah, woo-hoo! Because I know. So I'm a little bit...
Gross, Daryl.
Right?
That's the dick joke.
So...
Boom, back to three.
Do part. I get a second opinion?
Yeah.
Do you really think so? I mean, how bad is
I think you're immediately pranking us.
I am. I was.
Oh, sweet.
You didn't know at first, though.
I didn't. Okay. I didn't. But then I looked into your ruby brown eyes, and I could see you're being a tricker.
Okay. Way to go, Shells. Okay, good. See?
I'm like, that's something you would have mentioned immediately.
That's spot on. That's the way to do it.
That's how you do it.
I just thought about it now, though.
And good acting.
Maybe I put it out of my brain for a while.
Lisa's like, I got to get this done real quick because I don't retain.
I don't remember that I need to prank you guys in 365 days.
We got had.
For about 2.5 seconds. Okay.
Cool.
So the meat of our program, we're going to talk about some funny songs and just, funny stuff. Yeah. We'll
start her out.
I'm going to have Shelley start because this is kind of her gig and stuff. Okay. And so you have questions and I have answers.
I think what gave me this idea, Brian and I were driving home from Evergreen last weekend, and my go-to radio station on Sirius, the satellite thing, is Willie's Roadhouse. It's like old country. It's like Willie Nelson-y type, whatever.
Okay.
So there's some old 70s country, which kind of reminds me of my dad, and we both just like it, and it's mountainy and whatever. But anyway, Ronnie Millsap is the guy with glasses that I think he might be totally blind.
He was blind, yeah.
But he sings Smoky Mountain Range. You would know it.
I know who Ronnie Millsap is, but I didn't know he was blind. That's why I had a weird look on my face.
Yes.
Yeah. Never knew that.
Oh. No, he was blind. He wouldn't
see. The more
see,
you know.
He wouldn't see your face being confused.
Yeah.
But he sang a song that is very catchy, but you have to listen to the words to get the punniness of it. But it's called I'm Having Daydreams About Night Things in the Middle of the Afternoon.
Oh.
And it's great. I'm having daydreams about nothing. So it's kind of great. And that gave me the idea for this show a little bit because all the funnies, and especially country people, are so funny and punny, and old ones and new ones. And I'm sorry, that was loud. But first off, I've got them kind of by artist. But Kenny Chesney, funny guy. He did She Thinks My Tractor's Sexy. Great song. And
right.
Then my favorite one by him is No Shoes, No Shirt, No Problem.
Uh-huh.
And so he does a lot of turns of phrase in between marrying Renee Zellweger, whatever that the hell was. Mm-hmm. And I think that's really funny. Do you want to go in a circle?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Do you want me to go next? One of mine that I think is really funny is, like you said, the whole play on words and stuff was Faster Pussycat did this song, Slip of the Tongue. With the slip of the tongue, I'm in deep shit.
Uh-oh. So it's like he misspoke, but also like made out with a girl?
No.
Is that what you're saying?
He's down doing the deed, but a slip of the tongue, he's in deep shit.
Oh, my stars. Oh, dear.
When do you start feeling old? Go back to the last episode.
Oh, my God. So did you guys ever see Forgetting Sarah Marshall?
Mm-hmm.
Great movie.
Totally.
But the guy from 30 Rock, he's there on his honeymoon in Hawaii. And he goes, whose idea was it to put a sewage tank next to a playground? So
Bastard
there we go. Bastard Pussycat.
So that's
all explained.
That's a pretty good one. Yeah. I mean, but I mean, they don't have to be all weird out songs. But that's one of my favorite ones. But
I never knew about that one.
What do you got there?
I just was thinking about this while Shelley was talking about country songs. My mom's best friend always wanted to write a country song called "You've been sniffing around, you old dog."
Ooh.
And she didn't have any other words, but that was the title.
A good one.
She had a good idea.
Isn't that funny?
Out there. That's perfect.
We should make some lyrics to it.
And give her some of the proceeds.
Proceeds, yeah. Like we're going to make...
You've been sniffing around, you old dog.
How long have we been doing this?
Because he's cheating, get it?
Yes.
Okay.
And he's being an old dog who liked to sniff.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you guys remember Ray Stevens?
No.
He was the kind of country-ish Weird Al. Okay. He had a song called "The Streak" when streaking was popular.
I remember that one.
Look at that. And they called him The Streak. He had funny songs. One was called "Teenage Mutant Kung Fu Chickens."
Oh.
And speaking of chickens
ducks.
We'll have to throw that in there.
Mm-hmm.
But remember a couple weeks ago we were talking about the Duck Derby. Uh-huh. And so we got into a bunch of duck songs. There's Disco Duck and Weird Al has a ducky song. There's a lot of that situation going on. Mm-hmm. But he, and this is not pro or anti-trans, this is just saying the name of a song, everybody sit down.
Yeah.
But he did have, and this is in the 70s before everybody was progressive and all that other.
Yeah.
But the name of the song was "Since Bubba Changed His Name to Charlene." So I don't know if that's anybody's anthem, but it could be a power song.
We don't know. We haven't heard it.
We don't know.
I want to hear it.
A Boy Named Sue.
There we go.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's
come on.
Right.
You know, easy enough.
Old Johnny.
Johnny Cash. Yeah.
Johnny Cash. That's a good one.
Mine is a classic. And I know Shells doesn't care for the guy that much, but the Hanukkah song. You got it.
Adam Sandler.
I don't hate Adam Sandler. And I think on Saturday Night Live, he's very funny. And I mostly, like Jimmy Fallon, appreciated his musical bits.
Yeah.
The Hanukkah songs are great.
You got to have the Hanukkah song every year. It's
Turkey Lurkey Lee, Turkey Lurkey Lickle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. No, it's genius, sheer genius.
Yes.
That's a really good one.
And you know, you're
one.
Right. Jimmy Fallon kind of did pull out some of his stuff too. He just had Adam Sandler on his show the other night. And you know, he's always got a do do yay, woo woo.
Bring out your yarmulke.
Yes, great.
You eat pieces of shit for breakfast?
Yeah.
Good.
Yes.
Yeah. I just for the record, I'm not an Adam Sandler hater.
Okay.
I didn't like his little buddy, Rich. What was his name? The little guy who was always the
L. King's dad?
Nope. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
I can't think.
Okay.
Because I have to get my teeth.
Yes, but apparently he's fine too. I don't hate anybody. We're all good.
Really good with the hey, Ramalama, ding dong, ding dong, sting dong.
It was kind of a one trick.
Yo,
that was.
It's Johnny Jones Jingo.
Yeah.
Okay.
Make copies.
Bobby
yes,
Boy.
Yeah. Making copies.
Yeah.
What do you got, Lise?
Oh. The only thing that I really have is my favorite satirist singing wise is Julie Brown.
Oh, yeah. Give us some.
Just say Julie, not wubba wubba
Downtown
wubba.
Julie Brown.
Good
one.
She did The Homecoming Queen's Got a Gun.
Everybody run.
The homecoming queen has got a gun. Debbie, you're making a mess. Powder burns all over your dress. Okay. she also did the song "'Cause I'm a Blonde."
Yes.
Bum 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 bum.
I'm a blonde. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's right.
And she my favorite color is what is she? My favorite color is clear. Okay.
Those are great.
I like them big and stupid.
Yes.
And my favorite of all of them was Girl Fight Tonight.
Yes.
It's so funny. I listened to, and I have to give our friend Shayla credit for this one because she sent, this is when, you know, you're in junior high or high school.
Uh-huh.
She lived in Florida. I lived in Colorado and we would send each other tapes. That we wrote, and she gave me the whole Julie Brown tape.
Yes.
And I listened to it over and over, and I just loved it. Yeah. So Julie Brown's my favorite singing satirist.
That was a nice flashback.
Yay.
I still got some more.
Yeah, yeah.
What you got?
What's the big guys? I like them big and stupid.
I like them big and real dumb.
No, those are great
ones. Man, they don't make them like that anymore.
They don't.
But these guys, I think these guys I got on my Paige.
Oh, kind of yes. You're going to be licking some buttholes here pretty soon.
Oh, dear. Yeah. Mine are still mostly country, but you know who has a great sense of humor and is also good on commercials with Peyton Manning?
Oh,
is
God.
Brad Paisley.
Love,
yeah.
Love those commercials and love those two together.
Yes. He does There's No I in Beer and the awesome song about alcohol, you know, that alcohol makes you, you know, dance with a lampshade on your head and all that. And I'm going to miss her. Do you guys know this one? So you might know the chorus if you heard it in the background. It just sounds like a really pretty, like a breakup song. I'm gonna miss her. Well, basically what happens is his wife gives him an ultimatum and says, hey, it's me or the fishing. Oh, I'm gonna miss her.
Exactly.
And that's it's real funny. Cute. And he sneaks it right by you.
Oh.
Hardy does some stuff like that too with his music.
Little wordplay.
Yeah.
Oh, go ahead, buddy.
So I found this band as you're, you know, you just do the like Google thing and put funny songs. This yeah. And of course, all our old heroes, Dr. Demento is going to come up and Weird Al, this and that. But these guys, I'm like scrolling down. These guys came in and there's a song they make. And I'm gonna just read off what songs they have.
All right.
Okay. So this band called Ween.
Oh, yeah.
Ween.
Push a Little Daisies.
Yeah. It says, "My Waving My Dick in the Wind."
Sure.
Is one of their big songs.
Mm-hmm.
Don't Shit Where You Eat.
Always.
That's a good one.
These are just life lessons.
Chocolate Town.
Uh-oh.
But this one, I love this one. And I have words to live by, and I can't wait to hear it again. Touch My Tutor.
Why aren't they bigger?
I don't know.
That's got to be a great live show.
Wayne's the one is pushing the data.
Yeah.
Sing like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh. But I was like, Touch My Tutor.
What is touch a tutor? Is it a girl part or a boy part?
Or is it
I don't
butthole?
Know. It's your butthole.
Yeah. Why are you so into buttholes, dude?
Well, that's where poop comes from. We want to do a poop show.
Funny. Poop is funny.
It's just research. Don't blame the messenger.
The poop scootin' boogie. Turn around. Show me the brown.
Oh, that's dear.
Daryl's old song.
I made that one up.
Yeah. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
I really didn't have anything else, but I'm sure I could. When you were talking about country songs, who sings the song?
I know what you're going to say.
No.
Okay.
You don't.
You sure don't.
You know. It's like, not a chance.
God makes corn. Corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes the girls. A little frisky.
I don't know who sings that, but that sounds amazing.
It's actually very cute, but yeah. I don't know who sings it.
We'll have to give that a good.
Yeah. There's also, I don't know. There's so many cute country songs. I mean, it's not funny, but the other one, I think it's a Luke Bryant song when he's, oh my God, this is my song. I'm going to play it all night. Or
He's with a girl.
He's with a girl and she hears the song in the radio. Uh-huh.
And my God, this is my jam.
This is my song, I think. It doesn't matter, but you know, I've been waiting for the song all night long. And stuff, and so she's like, get up and dance with me, and then he learns it on the
guitar.
And he's like, and she's like, oh my God, this is my song, and it gives me chills. It's
that's so
cute.
Tender. Yeah, they're so romantic. They're a little bit more romantic than who was it? Dangerous Toys. Who the fuck is licking somebody's bum?
Oh no, Dangerous Toys.
So many people, Shelly.
Faster Pussycat.
So many people are licking the buttholes. I tell you what.
Okay, my very favorite.
Dangerous Toys. They were sporting a Woody all the time.
That's true.
Yeah.
Steel Panther. If we're gonna go there.
Well, Steel Panther. Yeah, those guys are. I mean, they're just all they do is make fun of that genre of music. Yeah. But they're actually talented, really talented musicians.
I've never seen them. I wanted to see Steel Panther.
I saw them with Troy and I think maybe Dave. And maybe Deb. But yeah, small venue in Denver, whatever, but the amazing. But I remember I was working at Blake Street Tavern, and we had a Touch Tunes jukebox. And when I got into the position, there was not parental controls on it.
Okay.
And then I had to, because I was out on the patio back when I smoked, having a shift drink, and my dick is community property comes on. And there's like families.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry, what? I had to Shazam the shit out of it. Learn how to like put that. Okay, we cut this off at, you know, maybe we can start at 9 o'clock or whatever.
Right.
We can
there play whatever go. We yeah, want. That's
but,
funny.
Yeah, but it starts out so tender. Just girl, I love you, but my dick is community property. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you.
Oh man, poor people getting ready to take the kids to a ball game down the street. They're like, what?
Community property. Just it sounds like the best 80s ballad.
That's hilarious.
It's like he loves that girl. Oh, but he's got to share.
You got to share.
He's got to share it.
Oh, yeah.
But speaking of sexy times, mm-hmm. do you remember Tequila Makes Her Clothes Fall Off?
Mm-hmm.
It's so good. Joe Nichols. But he's talking about his girlfriend gets to go out and get crazy and whatever. She has some margaritas with the gals. And she loses a shoe. She loses her jacket. She drops a contact down the sink. She comes in. She's got a wreck. She's a wreck. Tequila makes her clothes fall off.
Well,
you know. Do you guys know, well, obviously, not Dixie Chicks anymore, whatever they're called.
The just Chicks. But, oh, darn it, yeah.
Yes, but what's the Earl song?
Earl Had to Die.
Earl Had to Die. I love that song.
Mm-hmm. Some people just need killing. Yeah. Nobody makes poisoning sound so cheerful.
I know, seriously.
It's a that great video, too.
Yeah, it was. Dennis Franz.
Yeah, it's in the video, uh-huh. Yes.
Is it Franz or Franz? Dennis Franz.
French music, French food,
French dressing. Toby Keith also has all of that thing.
I love this bar.
That red solo cup, I'm not as good as I once was when he thinks he can still fight people and stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh, so good.
Blake Shelton's a funny guy, too. Blake has some pretty
some beach.
Yeah, he does some funny stuff.
Some beach.
No, I was ending it with touch my tutor.
Oh, that was your last one?
Yeah, that was my claim to fame.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
We're going on a trend where our intros are longer than the meat, but it doesn't matter. They're good shows.
No, and yeah. I actually was going to say something I forgot, and now I'm so...
Would it help
We kind of thought of this one last minute. That's on me.
No, it's good. You're fine. I just, when you were talking, I thought of one, and then I was like, Daryl needs to go, and then I let Daryl go, and then by the time Daryl went, I forgot.
Just get in there, girl.
Fuck politeness.
But, yes, if I would have remembered.
You are community property. You just go, girl.
All right. Well, then we are good, and we will be back with our witch.
Boy, we are boomers.
I have to get my teeth pulled.
Ooh.
Okay.
All four
coming back.
Come one, come all, 'cause we're having a ball. We're just making some calls to strangers. Come on, come on, you can say what you want, and they'll never know if you're deranged or what. But it doesn't really matter.
No, it doesn't really matter.
'Cause we'll all be doubled over with laughter at the expense of others, maybe even your mother. Won't you join the Crank Yankers tonight?
Crank Yankers!
When we all die, nothing we can do. Talking about whatever everybody's talking about. Let's talk about. Scream and shout whatever everybody's talking about. Let's talk about.
Welcome back, witches. We have come to the time that you like, probably. Maybe. It's a segment we call Witcha Talking About, and we talk about things. Lisa, take it away.
This comes from WTOP News. It's an article on the interweb. This article is about 4 weeks old. And it's weird. I don't watch a lot of news, though, because it is from Colorado and Denver. But I would have thought I would have heard about it, but I didn't. Meet Crush, the rare orange lobster diverted from dinner plates to the aquarium by Denver Bronco fans. The downtown aquarium in Denver has a new resident, a rare orange lobster that was rescued from a shipment of crustaceans delivered to Red Lobster Restaurant in Pueblo, Colorado. Which, Flavor Flav is...
He's going to save him.
It's going to save it, Flav! What time is it? It's time! Okay.
It's time to save the Red Lobster.
Flavor Flav! You can't just say it, Flavor Flav.
Flav.
Oh, you got to say it with style. No, yeah.
Right. With feeling.
That was not in the article. I just made that up.
But that's cool.
Yeah. A long-term employee who is a dishwasher and head biscuit maker spotted the bright orange lobster while unpacking a shipment last Friday and alerted restaurant managers, aquarium officials said. The staff named it Crush after the Denver Broncos' legendary orange crush defense in 76. to 86, sometime when Shelley was about 11, myself and many of my team are born and raised Denver Bronco fans, so as soon as we saw that orange color, we knew that Crush would be an excellent representative, said Kendra, something long last name, a restaurant's general manager, and we all want our defensive line to be that good again. When the Pueblo Zoo couldn't take Crush, the manager called the Downtown Aquarium, which she said was interested right away. The Red Lobster manager packed Crush with ice packs in a plastic foam container and delivered it to the aquarium on Wednesday. Who knew that they needed to be in ice packs? Okay. As soon as they got him and his quarantine, to his quarantine tank at the Denver Aquarium, he was very active right off the bat and loved exploring his little area. Staff has set up a tank with a new generation Denver Broncos helmet on the top. I have to go to the Denver Aquarium now.
We haven't been for a while.
And the older generation one sitting in the tank. So he can actually climb in and out of the
helmet.
Crush will be examined by veterinarians after 30 days, which is now because this is about and be out of quarantine. And placed in the Lurks exhibit in that houses other cold water North Atlantic Ocean species. We are thrilled to be able to share this very rare and extraordinary animal with the community and visitors to Colorado. Ryan Herman, general curator at the Denver Downtown Aquarium, says in a statement, Crush was shipped to the Pueblo restaurant from, I was going to say, he was shipped back and somebody ate him. Okay, that's not it at all.
He was delicious.
He was great. You know, when they're orange, they're even juicier.
Crush was shipped to the Pueblo restaurant from a supplier in Tennessee. It was caught off the coast of Canada, but she was unable to confirm which coast. Genetic mutation can lead to lobsters that are orange, blue, and yellow. Downtown Aquarium has one orange lobster previously. The Downtown Aquarium has more than 700 species of fish, along with a stingray reef and three tigers. I'm laughing because there's a cricket in the background.
We have a new guest in the studio.
And that's usually Daryl's voice.
Hold on.
I don't know if you can hear it, but it just made me laugh because it was like, you're boring with your orange. Crush story. It's so boring, and that just cracked me up. So anyway, that's what I'm talking about, to the cricket's chagrin.
Yeah.
Welcome, Cricket.
We're down in the studio, guys, and it's just hot. I don't know why it's hotter than it usually is down here. It's usually nice and cool, so I had to open up a window. But welcome the crickets to the show, by the way.
I have background music.
Why don't you talk to it?
What's up, homie?
No, not like that.
Wait, hold on.
They're in love.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. He said, what's up, homie?
Lisa, that was a great story.
Thanks.
I would also like to say, I don't know if you knew this or not, but a year or two ago, I did an orange lobster story on this show.
You did.
I did. However, it wasn't Colorado-based. Uh-huh. It wasn't named Crush. It wasn't recent. It wasn't current. But that would be neat if they knew each other and they're like, homie.
They made babies.
Make little nuggets.
Yes.
Oh, they should meet.
We need to check them out. That's really cool. Something finally putting Colorado on the map.
Nice. I think they smoke a lot of weed.
We're going to have the cricket for the rest of the show. That's fine. Okay, cool.
Daryl, do you want to go or do you want me to go?
I'll go. Mine's kind of a stupid one.
Perfect. I can't wait.
Yeah. Apparent human skull found on California beach turns out to be a prop.
That makes sense.
It says, this is on August 20th.
Yesterday.
Police were called to a California beach where lifeguards discovered what appeared to be a human skull, but it turned out to be something a bit more mundane. The Long Beach police said lifeguards contacted authorities at 7:15 a.m. Monday when they found an apparent human skull with parts of the face missing that had washed up on the sand. Rumors quickly spread on social media about the apparent grisly discovery, and the police said they were close to launching a homicide investigation when medical examiners determined the skull was not from a human or an animal. The item was determined to be plastic prop. Ooh, pranks! Oh, pranks.
Or they could have just lost it. Let's give them the benefit of the doubt.
That merely appeared to be realistics from a distance.
Well, dude, how realistic must that have been, especially if there's pieces of face?
Yeah, right. So it's kind of funny, but yeah. Like,
yeah.
Dude, I hope I never find a fake one or a real one. That would scare the britches off of me. Look at
that one that Richard gave us.
We did.
That looks like a real skull.
It does.
Okay, keep that in mind for Prank Town.
Yeah.
Although Lisa's prank's already done. She's good.
Yeah, you're done.
I'm good to go for the next year.
Oh, my goodness.
Take me to Pranky Town.
Pranky Town. Hey, guys, I think that we don't talk about this enough on the show, and I'm ready to. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about fashion.
Yeah.
I want to talk about current kooky fashions. Guess what's back, y'all?
Moon
boots? Bubble hems. You know, the bottom of the dress is all like, it looks like you're wearing a bubble. Like
I hated those the first time.
I know. They're back and they're better than ever, Lisa.
Okay.
Bubble hems are back. Hey, that doesn't float your boat. How about the new coastal grandmother look?
Oh, no.
All about seaside living and timeless classic pieces. Think Diane Keaton in Something's Got to Give. White linen, neutrals, loose fitting, natural fabrics, and minimum jewelry. Unique beauty is the source of that. Coastal grandmother's the look you want to go for. If you don't like that, InStyle.com says, why don't you go subversive prep? Preppy layers, polos, button-downs, pullovers. Why do they call it subversive? I don't know. And then the last one, and this is real spicy, guys, but I just got a new job, so I'm going to check it out and see if they like it.
Okay.
It's called, you've heard of business casual, right? Or casual Friday?
Mm-hmm.
It's called business sensual.
Oh.
So it's gauzy, sheer fabrics on conservative hemlines, possible plunging necklines, and peekaboo midriffs. Welcome to work.
Remember when Shelley got fired the first day she started working? Remember that day?
When she wrote the granny
looking? That was fun.
They're like, did you not read the handbook?
Yeah. You're like, did you not read what's in now?
We don't mind business casual, but man, really?
InStyle.com said I should wear business sensual on Tuesday.
Well, the crickets like it.
That's what I'm talking about.
You got even louder. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, we'll be back with the wow.
Alrighty.
Now, ladies, it's time for the Cosmic Seeker of Love. He's more than just a mule, and he ain't no sloppy Joe. Oh, yeah, he's the man, Rich. Oh, yeah.
Wow, it, wow, it.
Wow!
Hey, alrighty, guys. Thank you, and we're here at the wow moment. Thank you, ladies. That was beautiful.
I got carried away.
And we are professionals.
Yeah.
The cricket, he's chiming in. He's like,
yep. Jiminy. We named him. His name is Jiminy.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, of course.
Yeah.
Alrighty. So we got our wow moment. Who would like to wow us in first?
I'll do it because mine's kind of a bummer. Is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. So my well of wisdom is true crime. And true crime rule number 36 is to question your motivation about true crime fascination. So I know sometimes I get stuck in a thing, and I don't know if Lisa does too, but I need to think about it conscientiously and do a palate cleanser and not get into a sensationalized thing and be victim focused. But the cons of watching too much true crime or listening to too much true crime is paranoia. You can get desensitized.
That's me.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Where you get paranoid that everybody's trying to kill you, or the desensitized. Yes,
and that bothers me that I'm more desensitized.
Well, I'm just making you conscious of it right now.
Yes.
Same. Mm-hmm. You have a lack of trust. I really do think everybody's trying to murder me, including you guys. I'm looking behind me all the time.
Why?
Stop! She made a stabbing motion. And then you'll probably never date if you're a single person because it just sounds terrifying. The pros. If you are watching and listening conscientiously, is safety awareness for yourself and others. Mm-hmm. Always lock your door, of course. Don't go out into the woods by yourself. Maybe go hiking with a dog and a friend. Mm-hmm. All of those things, just be prepared. Have empathy for other humans and for families of victims and even families of predatory people. I like that sometimes there's a call to action. Mm-hmm. Like they will make new laws that help people or do fundraisers for, let's say, victims of domestic violence, that sort of thing. And so people take a negative and turn it into a positive, which I like a lot. And so you also get an understanding of psychology, of different kinds of, like, victim profiling and killer profiling and how things maybe progress. For instance, I did a story on the show once. I think that people were kind of making light of somebody who was a peeping Tom or like a panty sniffer or whatever is what I think they called him. But it's like people that break into your house and steal your underwear have mental issues, and it always escalates. It always escalates.
All right.
Yeah, just ask me. I'll give you some. But the fact of the matter is everything starts out small, and people practice and try to see what they can get away with and stuff. And we just need to take those things seriously. So I like in true crime that we learn patterns and how to avoid different things. And mostly that most of these bastards are going to get caught because DNA. But anyway, if you're a true crime junkie like we are, take breaks and think about what you're doing and your motivations, and love each other and be good and don't kill people.
Yeah,
right. And
just sniff their panties.
And if you're a panty,
gotta do it.
If you're a panty sniffer, you might want to listen to the song "Touch My Tutor."
And leave me out of it.
Get you fired up.
Oh my god.
Dear.
You want me to go?
Yeah, I still got the giggles.
So my well of wisdom is animals. This one, of course, is about a dog. Loyal dog springs owner from jail.
Ooh.
When someone is arrested, it's not uncommon for the loved ones to come down and pay bail or plead for the release. And such was the case with when a Dominican Republican did not. He was not a Republican.
Dominican Republic. Yeah, okay.
I'm sorry. I have okay. Let me do this. And such was the case when a Dominican man was taken into custody by... It's a Dominican Republican.
It's just fun to say it flows.
Yeah.
I don't know what his affiliation was.
As long as... You got it, girl.
When a Dominican man was taken into custody by police for violating curfew... Except his loved one was of the canine variety. We don't know what affiliation he had. I'm going to lose my mind.
Oh, no.
Registered independent dog.
As seen on a police Facebook video, the dog strolls in confidently and begs for his owner's release. It worked. You know why I'm going to let him go? Because anyone can come in here, and that dog came and told me that the man was his, and that's why I'm going to let him go. The police... Colonel Jose Francisco de la Cruz Mercedes. His name is Jose Francisco de la Cruz Mercedes.
That's beautiful.
This is the first time I have handed over a prisoner to the dog. The man, for his part, reported promised to behave going forward.
Nice. Oh, es mi perro. He's a Dominican Republican. Might be true. It's the Dominican Republic, right?
Yes. Oh, God.
Well, he's not a Democratic Republican.
I don't know what he is. It doesn't matter.
It's all good.
His dog sprung him from jail. We're losing sight of the magic.
Yeah. That is the magic of it all.
It just goes to show dogs are a man best friend.
That's right.
You know,
I wish God bless him. There was no picture, and it didn't say what kind of dog.
Kind of breed the dog. I bet it was a Chihuahua.
No.
I was thinking a Doberman Democrat. No?
I was thinking loyal, like, don't you always think of like a lab or a
sure, man's best
retriever.
Friend. Or like Lassie.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. 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 Okay.
We'll just leave it up to you.
Oh, goodness. That was great, Lisa.
Thank you. Thank you. You're welcome.
Who's going to feed me now?
Right. Damn it.
Damn it.
Let
my human go.
He used his sign language.
Yeah.
If you know, you know, Patreon.
You know, you know. Alrighty. Well, this just came out. Mine are all new ones, but Sammy Hagar shares a regret he has about Eddie Van Halen.
Okay.
Came out on the 19th. Uh-huh. And it says, the overall drama within Van Halen has been a dramatic saga for seemingly its entire history. This is perhaps what led Sammy Hagar to have a particular regret about Eddie Van Halen. The Red Rocker recently with Arizona Republic Republic, about a variety of career topics. One of them was his final tour with Van Halen, which saw Eddie Van Halen struggle throughout due to issues with drug and alcohol issues.
Doo-doo issues?
Drug and alcohol doo-doo issues. He couldn't, yeah. And Sammy said, should I touch your tutor, help you out a little bit?
Terrell is very anal focused.
Hagar said he wished he would have known more about what Eddie was going through, and then maybe he could have approached him with this issue with addiction and more compassion. One regret he doesn't have is being able to make peace with Eddie before he died in 2020. Hagar told the Arizona Republic again, we had some really emotional moments on the phone, being very happy to be friends again. For me, I can only speak for myself. It was so important that we had this closure before he passed, because otherwise I don't know how I would have felt about moving on with that.
Yes. Yeah.
Hagar has tried to reach out to Alex Van Halen, but with no luck coming back his way.
Well, Alex has a chip on his shoulder. Well, I'm just going to say.
There's going to be next month, I think, his book about the whole thing, Alex Van Halen. He wrote a book called, I think it was He Was My Brother or something.
Uh-huh.
And Sammy says.
Heavy.
Yeah, heavy. But yeah, Sammy said one of the things he thinks is he's going to dig some dirt about Sammy.
Yeah,
and which sucks about him and Michael Anthony, but you know, I've been doing a lot about the Eddie Van Halen and Sammy Hagar, but it's, you know, they were one of the biggest bands in our era, you know, and stuff. And so anytime there's a little bit of news, I like to put that out. But that was we got some more guests barking. Yeah, tell them.
Somebody's at the door. Ava.
Yeah.
Oh, is there somebody at the door?
No, does that when somebody's knocking or ringing or barking.
Yeah, or chirping.
Or breathing.
Sniffing panties. He's pissed. Don't be sniffing my arm.
Yeah.
It's good.
But that was my wow, guys. What a great show we had this week. Yes. Yeah. I enjoyed it.
I have a question. Yeah. Did Sammy Hagar never have addictions? Is he like a social drinker?
He's a total drinker guy. You know, he makes his own tequila, or he has his own tequila brand, isn't it? Yeah. But what he had said when he first went to go hang out with Van Halen and stuff, and you know, they're like, you know, we think you should join the band. They were in the studio, and he goes, I walk in, and they're doing massive, you know, lines. You know,
right.
Michael Anthony wasn't, but him and Alex were. And, you know, Sammy goes, that's kid shit. I've already gone through that.
Right.
I have a career. He goes, that's their gig. I don't have to partake in it, you know.
Yeah, and do it at work.
Yeah, he goes, when I was in Montrose, yeah, we used to have parties like that and stuff. He goes, no, I did my own thing. He goes, but it was a once-in-a-lifetime chance to go and be with these guys. Who would turn down going and being part of Van Halen?
Exactly.
Yeah, and so, you know, but, like, I think Eddie's tried, you know, after he kept saying, I'm sober, but he kept kind of hiding it, you know, which a lot of guys do.
Right.
I'm sober. I just like the smell of cocaine.
Yeah. What are you doing? The smell of cocaine in the morning.
Letha making drug jokes.
Thank you for listening.
See all of our cocaine pictures. We have a cocaine gallery now of fake cocaine pictures.
We do.
Me and Brian, we have so much fun with that. It's the best thing.
Are they really fake, though?
They are.
Okay. Mine's baby powder, and I regret it sometimes because then I forget. I'm like,
I think Brian had some granulated sugar, and then he got a little syrupy up in there.
Gross. Oh, my God.
They're so great.
Okay. Well, thank you guys again for coming. You're not here.
We're together.
Listening to another episode of Good Witch, Bad Witch. We won't go into all the things other than we have some really exciting stuff on the horizon. Yeah. So that's all.
Yep. And by the time you listen to this, it's going to be another Wednesday.
Maybe another month.
Yeah. That's right. I think you guys are great.
Yeah.
Yeah. You guys are fun to work with.
Thanks.
Yeah, that's a good time. Hey, and the rest of you, just sit down and stay witchy, my friends.
I said sit bitchy.
Oh, no. Must be the season of.